time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Metformin is one of those few drugs. There's been some research that shows that it can actually help with liver and liver cancer and liver disease. It controls the amount of sugar that the liver produces or utilizes. It's one of those drugs that if you do other things, it doesn't cause the real serious side effects. But again, if you have pre-diabetes, then you can avoid the diabetes just by doing a healthy diet. Watch the carbohydrates that you're eating. Again, cut out all of the white flour products, you know, white bread, white noodles and white pastas and white potatoes, all of the white rice, those kinds of things. Have only the 100% whole grain. I don't care if it says whole wheat. It has to say 100% whole grain. One of the things that I would do is anybody that has diabetes or pre-diabetes, that glass of water that you have with the meal, I would put a quarter teaspoon to a half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and that's true cinnamon, into a glass of water with that one or two teaspoons of apple cider vinegar. Now, it doesn't stir very well, so you have to actually kind of shake it and then put it in the glass, and you drink that with the meal. Then there's also, we have a couple of combinations. Nature Sunshine has one called Sugar Reg that has that. Now, Prime Longevity is one of the best because it'll regulate blood sugars from the pancreas. It has the two key minerals, chromium and vanadium. And chromium and vanadium are two of the most important. And it has the proper high dosage that the studies were on. And the type of chromium is chromium polynicotinate. It's not chromium picolinate. Now, you'll see the picolinates. I would not take any of those minerals. I don't care if it's zinc picolinate or chromium picolinate or vanadium picolinate. All of the research shows that the picolinates can cause actually genetic damage in the cells. But polynicotinate is where they've been bonded to part of the vitamin B3, which is nicotinic acid or vitamin B3. So that's the type of chromium that you take, and that comes under what's called Mertz's Law. Mertz was a doctor that did all the research on sugar metabolism. So that's the type of chromium to use. We also have a combination called Cinnamon 6, Prime Longevity. All of those can help regulate. Also, regulating the liver. Again, the liver and not just the pancreas, but the liver can really make a difference. Balancing out the liver and, again, using liver formulas or milk thistle combination along with the sugar formulas and watching your diet. And you should be able to reverse any kind of type 2 diabetes. In all of the 30-plus years of practice that I've been doing, I've never had a type 2 diabetic that didn't improve and sometimes improve dramatically and get rid of their type 2 diabetes using diet, nutrition, and the herbs and vitamins and minerals. So you can do that. Take an enzyme. This is where I would use maybe a proactazyme, which helps to digest proteins and carbohydrates, and I would use that with the meals. And you'll notice, again, especially when you increase that amount of cinnamon, probably get off the metformin and really start to reverse. Exercise becomes very important for diabetics. Now, aerobic exercise, we have found, does not really help with sugar metabolism. Aerobic exercise helps your lungs and your heart, but what helps sugar metabolism is different forms of resistance or weight lifting. And the reason is insulin takes sugar and brings it inside the muscles. It brings it into the muscle and it helps that muscle do work. Now, if the muscle or when the muscle is not doing any work, it pushes the sugar right back out into the bloodstream. So when you have your muscles doing work, it'll use up those sugars and it'll help to avoid diabetes. With most diabetics, I have them use some kind of resistance exercise, some kinds of weightlifting exercise. Now, again, aerobics are good, and a good 15-minute aerobic program before your weightlifting, and I don't care if it's on a treadmill, a bicycle, or walking, it can really be good. Now, how I would do that, though, is not a steady pace. In any of your aerobics, whether it's jogging, running, walking, treadmill, bicycle, any of those, what you would do is 30 seconds fast, a minute and a half slow. 30 seconds fast, a minute and a half slow. And then you'll find that that actually reconditions your heart and your lungs. Now, joggers, runners, they have found that at doing a steady pace over a long period of time actually causes damage to your heart. And every long-distance runner that's ever been tested has heart damage and is producing different kinds of scar tissue in the heart. So we don't like that. So that's why we do the fast, slow, because then it does not produce that scar tissue in your heart. It's really easy to understand when I explain it in such a way. Most people have done weightlifting exercise. As an example, let's say you were doing curls and you were going to do it till muscle failure. There's going to be something you feel in the muscles, and every weightlifter uses the same word because they all feel the same thing. It doesn't matter what muscle you're using, but when you're taking that muscle to failure, you're going to feel a certain thing in that muscle. What's every weightlifter feel? What does that burn mean? It means that the muscle has used up all of the sugars, and now it's used up all the glycogen, and it's now producing lactic acid. So that muscle just can't work. It's not getting the oxygen it needs. Now, when you continue that exercise, let's say with the curls, what ends up happening is you can't do the curl anymore. You're just struggling, and you can't lift that weight any longer. And you'll notice that that happens on any weightlifter. They just can't do the next rep. Now, when you're running, a lot of long-distance runners, they get that burn in their chest, and they keep going and going until they move what's called through the wall, and that burn goes away. But what is that burn telling you? It's telling you the same thing that your bicep muscle is telling you. It's being stressed to the max. And so what it means is stop running. But the idea is that most of these runners, they keep pushing themselves through the wall until their brain starts producing what's called endorphins, which are pain relievers. And so what happens is that you're getting that pain relief and you don't feel the burn anymore. But that doesn't mean that the heart is not being damaged. And so that burn means damage. Now, when you're doing fast, slow, you never get that burn. You do the 30 seconds, whether it's walking or bicycling or running, you do it as fast as you can. But then immediately after 30 seconds, you slow down and do a minute to a minute and a half slow recovery. Then you can go back and forth and back and forth. You never get the burn. You never get the damage to your heart. And instead, what you do is you get your heart muscle to be much stronger. You get your lungs to improve dramatically, and you don't damage your body. So that's why I never recommend long-distance running, marathon runnings, ultra-marathons. Yes, there's an emotional thing about that you completed a marathon or you completed an ultra-marathon, but you've also done it with damage to your heart and your lungs. So, again, I don't suggest it. As far as I know, there's very few very long-lived long-distance runners. If you like running just or walking, just do it the way I say it, and you'll find that it actually makes a difference, and you'll improve. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Come by Health Naturally, 7040 North Mesa, and Prime Longevity. I put the entire ingredient list on there, not just a proprietary blend, because no one is going to do that same ingredient list, not for the price. Actually, if you price it out, that supplement should cost you at least $300+ per bottle. If you check it out, and if you get on auto ship, you can really save a lot of money. Price out. What does it cost to take a coenzyme Q10, 120 milligrams per month, or 120 milligrams of resveratrol, or 120 milligrams of lipoic acid, or 300 milligrams of pomegranate extract, or 30 milligrams of astaxanthin? It's also got all the B vitamins, and it has the chromium and vanadium, and it has the vitamin D. So I don't put vitamin E, vitamin C, or magnesium or calcium in that, because it takes up so much room. They're very inexpensive vitamins or minerals, and you can get those very inexpensively. Vitamin E would take up its own capsule or tablet. Vitamin C would take up its own tablet. So I put in there things you can't eat. There's L-carnitine and acetyl-L-carnitine and L-carnosine. There's all kinds of things in there for your heart and lungs and immune system. There's a calcium fructoborate. It's a special kind of boron that rebuilds bones. It has cinnamon extract and turmeric extract. So take advantage of it. It really is the best on the market, and it has a money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, we will refund your money.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Ben-Joseph. I have a very important question.
Okay.
I had breast cancer, and they removed my left breast. One lymph node was affected. They took that out.
How many lymph nodes did they check?
Well, they took the one lymph node out, and then my surgeon, who is really very good, asked me if I could have a choice to have radiation or to have another surgery, and he was going to take out 15 lymph nodes and have them analyzed. And that's what he did. He had them analyzed, and he said that they were all negative.
One lymph node that was positive.
Yes.
That's a very good sign.
Yes, yes, doctor. I'm very pleased and thankful to God. But I have a question for you. The oncologist wants me to have tamoxifen.
Yeah, that's a very common drug that they use from the yew tree. I don't like that. It has its other side effects that can cause uterine cancer. Now that you've had the breast removed, sometimes it's a lot easier to prevent the cancer from coming back. And if you do a good cancer program, and I do a complete nutritional program for cancer, it's called a modified ketogenic raw food vegetarian diet, We use the proper kinds of fat from avocado and walnuts and pecans and olives, both green and black, and we use coconut oil. So you have to have the healthy fat, but at the same time, you're going to eat a lot of cruciferous vegetables, both raw and cooked. You can take in the raw cruciferous vegetables with greens, baby greens, especially baby spinach and the baby greens. You chop them all up, cabbages, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, the cruciferous vegetables. All of those have anti-cancer properties. So you would really make a diet around that. Also, one of the better recipes, you can make a recipe with a diced avocado, organic defrosted berries, chopped pineapple, and then chopped walnuts, pecans, and almonds, and then a teaspoon of organic true cinnamon. And that's a great berry recipe because berries and pomegranates, berries and pomegranates, are both very strong anti-cancer. So doing a diet like that, there's a tea called Jason Winter's tea. He was knighted for producing this anti-cancer tea. I mix that with Padi Arco, which is an antifungal tea, because oftentimes cancers are involved with fungus. You know, you make this tea and you drink that as your water. You mix that. Go ahead.
Infrared sauna.
Oh, yes, we would do that now. With breast cancer, oftentimes I'd have you get in a far infrared pad so that you can put it directly on your chest and breast or your whole torso. Then you don't have to sit in the sauna. When you sit in the sauna, you are going to sweat and end up having to take a shower. But you can get one of those pads, let's say in the evening if you're watching a couple programs on TV. You could put an hour on your torso and then put it on your back for an hour. You can actually get a very high amount of the far infrared heat, and that heat kills cancer. In traditional medicine, they use radiation, and we use the far infrared. That's a very good thing to use. And then, of course, there's things, exotic things, like drinking wheatgrass and eating very high amounts of sprouts. Different kinds of foods like that. Flax oil has been known to help with cancer. And actually, the Barleans company, if you call them and tell them that you have cancer, they'll let you actually get the Barleans flax oil at a wholesale price. They do that for cancer patients. So we would have you make a real good salad with the baby greens, spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, different cabbages, and asparagus, and beets, and sauerkraut. Asparagus, beets, and sauerkraut are three of the top foods in the world against cancer. So you can eat cooked beets or raw beets, grated beets, beet juice, sauerkraut I'd have you eat every day, and you want to make sure it's raw. Asparagus, you can buy frozen organic asparagus, defrosted, and it's already been blanched, so you can chop that fine and put it in your salads, or you can lightly steam it with or saute it with butter and a little Parmesan cheese, and maybe even saute that with chopped Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and cauliflower. Very, very good. Also, cooked cabbages, red or green, especially after they've been cooked with a little of that raw butter. So you can do a proper nutrition program. I would see about avoiding tamoxifen or any of those drugs. Certainly if you can avoid the radiation because you can use the far infrared. I would avoid chemotherapy because if you take the right vitamins, prime longevity would be one of the most important. And turmeric. Turmeric is going to be one of the spices that shows, I even have, let me see if I can, here it is. I have a study that shows that the turmeric spice actually outperforms any chemo and radiation for treating cancer. And the article here in front of me is that it's safe and it has no side effects. In the capsules, it's called curcumin. In the powder, a good teaspoon with your meals, It's also used in Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine, and turmeric is, I think, tops the list as the most frequently researched medicinal spice on the market. It's safe, it's effective in the treatment of viral conditions and yeast and fungal conditions. It doesn't have any adverse side effects, unless you're allergic to it, of course.
Doctor, I'm taking L-lysine with C. I continue that.
Yes, I would continue that. Now, that's done in a 2-to-1 ratio. That comes from Linus Pauling. So you would take two amounts of vitamin C to one L-lysine. I use Nature Sunshine's full spectrum vitamin C time released because it releases it slow, and the L-lysine 500 milligram. So it sounds like you're on top of it. You're doing well. And so
should I take that twice?
At least twice a day. Some, you know, depends how bad. Twice to three times. Twice would be the minimum. Three times, I think, would be fine. What that does is it prevents cancer from producing chemicals that allow cancer cells to spread. So it stops those chemicals and cancer doesn't spread. Collagenase is what it stops, that enzyme, collagenase. And collagenase is an enzyme that dissolves collagen that allows cancer cells to spread. So according to Linus Pauling, that's where I got that information. We use that in his research. So it sounds like you're on top of it. Now, I would continue.
Thank you so very much. I always pray that God blesses you because you're so wonderful and help so many of us.
Oh, thank you so much. And I get pleased when I hear people using the information that I suggest. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and I'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, how can I help you this morning?
I heard so many great things about you from family back in El Paso. I was rushed to the emergency PIH hospital that was having a seizure. And a neurosurgeon worked on me and took a good chunk out of the tumor that caused my seizure. After a biopsy result, it turned out to be a malignant tumor, and they stated a tumor. They also stated that I had another tumor as well.
In the brain?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And I have been diagnosed with a glioblastoma and stated that the other tumor in my brain was benign.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. What about the glioblastoma? They took that one out. That was the one that was malignant.
Yes, they took a good chunk out of it.
Did it affect your brain much, memory or walking or balance or anything like that?
Well, I just guess with the medications that I'm taking right now for seizures and inflammation, and I'm eating well, I do find I'm walking better.
Now, one of the things I just mentioned about the herb turmeric, curcumin, there's been about 800 studies that have been done on different diseases. But one of the most deadly forms of brain cancer is the glioblastoma. And curcumin or turmeric has been added to the list of one of the most powerful anti-cancer for the brain. And they say it actually outperforms the chemotherapy and it outperforms the radiation. So the first thing I would do is add, get organic, non-irradiated turmeric, and if you can't find it, we mail stuff all over the country, and you would start a teaspoon of that three times a day. You can do that in clean water, not tap water, and take that three times a day, a nice level teaspoon. And the other thing you would do, that diet that I just talked about on cancer, and at the same time, that diet would probably help your seizures. Now, one of the things I would add on seizures is that you want to stop eating sugars or simple carbohydrates, where both of those are going to be anti-cancer anyway. You cut out simple sugars, add cinnamon along with that turmeric to control your sugar metabolism. We've been able to control most seizures with using diet and using cinnamon, a low carbohydrate or low sugar diet and sugar residue diet. That's going to be pretty important. A glioblastoma can be very aggressive and fast-growing type of brain cancer. Again, it's traditionally treated with chemo, surgery, radiation. But I think if you listen to what I say, you can really stay on top of it, because all the research is showing that these spices. Now, I would add things into your food like rosemary and oregano and thyme, especially if you can get the organic. And I would buy organic baby greens. I would make a salad with baby spinach. Those are all anti-cancer. I would use that dressing that I just mentioned in the salad with the flax oil and different spices added to them. Put them in a blender with a little apple cider vinegar and the turmeric and oregano spice. You can also get essential oils. They have different essential oil spices. doTERRA now makes turmeric oil. You can get the CBD oil from Copaiba, which is very good for brain and brain disorders. One of the things we know is that turmeric can go after the stem cells of the glioblastoma cancer stem cells. That's why the turmeric has shown such good success. I would do those things and doing a program. But mainly, one of the first things you want to do is cut out animal proteins and most dairy proteins, or most dairy itself. No more drinking milk and most cheeses, except for the butter, as an example. You can use that Kerrygold butter, which you have available. And then the diet becomes important. I would do the vitamin C, the L-lysine. Nature Sunshine makes one called Estro Assured, which controls estrogen. You want to make sure you keep your estrogen low. So that's one. Another one called Immune Stimulator. All of these are really important. The L-lysine, the vitamin C. And I think you can stay on top of that and have a long, happy life. There
right,
you go.
Doctor. What do you know about the Oxy formula? There's an Oxy formula in Tijuana. Does that exist today?
Oxy, well, it just depends. You know, that's just a name. I'd have to see what the ingredients is. There's one that they use drops that are sodium chloride, which is called dioxychlor. But most of the Oxy formulas are different kinds of products that help to produce oxygen. Program Live O2, where you're actually breathing very high amounts of pure oxygen while you're exercising for 15 minutes. That's probably the number one therapy. Whether you take oxygen and you try and get it in a pill, there's nothing better than breathing high amounts of oxygen while you're exercising. And I don't mean just from like a little cannula in your nose. I mean a very high amounts of oxygen where you're breathing well over 100 liters of oxygen per minute while you're exercising. The most effective treatment would be using the far infrared sauna, and that's where you get a sauna and you would even breathe the pure oxygen while you're sitting in that sauna. And then the other one is the breathing of the pure oxygen, and it's called Live O2.
I asked my oncologist if I would take some kind of oxygen, but she did ask me, how are my oxygen levels?
Well, you want to keep oxygen as high as you can, but it's difficult to do that without using the proper equipment, you know, just by breathing. I would consider taking right away Prime Longevity, because it has certain nutrients. For cancer, you have to take Coenzyme Q10. You have to take resveratrol. You have to take lipoic acid. You have to take pomegranate extract. You have to take turmeric. And these things, cinnamon, these are all very specific. Vitamin D, you want to get a blood test and make sure your vitamin D levels in your blood are at least up to 75 to 90, because that cuts your risk down tremendously, up to around 75% of getting the cancer to come back, those high percentages to avoid cancer, and that's vitamin D levels. The vitamin C with the L-lysine to prevent the cancer from spreading. So these are the programs. You want to take melatonin at night. Even though it may not help you sleep, melatonin is one of the strongest anti-cancers known. Melatonin is a powerful anti-cancer, and it was published in the journal Toxicology and Applied Pharmacology. It's produced, by the way, in the pineal gland in your brain, and it really possesses a lot of biological activities, but mainly anti-tumor action. It's also an anti-aging hormone, but melatonin has anti-cancer effects by inhibiting what's called angiogenesis. And angiogenesis is where the blood vessels, special blood vessels, grow that feed cancer. And it actually prevents that, because increased angiogenesis is the primary feature that is for tumor progression. So preventing angiogenesis or angiogenesis inhibition is a critical step in treating any form of cancer. And melatonin targets nutrients in the brain that actually prevents this angiogenesis. It also is one of the hormones that targets the oxygen supply and the uptake of oxygen, especially for cancer. Angiogenesis is hypoxic induced. So low oxygen is what causes cancer, or when the tissue around is low oxygen, that's what causes a lot of the changes in respiration. Cancer cells use sugar. They ferment sugar to get their ATP, and that comes when those cancer cells are deficient, or when the cells are deficient in oxygen and they change to cancer. Melatonin inhibits that. So I would make sure you get a high-grade melatonin. We have one that's made by Pure Encapsulations, which only doctors can sell that. And you want to take up a good 10 to 20 milligrams. Life Extension, as an example, talks about 40 milligrams of melatonin, but you want to get up into that 10 to 20 milligrams of melatonin at night, about an hour before bed. If it causes a little headache, then take it right before you go to bed. You won't get that. You may wake up a little drowsy in the morning. All of the other nutrients that I talked about all fight cancer.
Doctor, how would that affect with me taking all the other meds, chemo and radiation soon?
I would question the chemo and radiation, especially if you do the natural program. But when you do the chemo and radiation, if you take all of the stuff that I recommend, you can actually avoid the side effects of the chemo and radiation. Our alternative medicine will not interfere with the traditional chemo and radiation. I don't like radiation that much. I like using far infrared, the heat from the saunas, and you can actually get a far infrared pad, and put it directly on your head and kind of heat your head up. We support clients that do both traditional and just alternative. So I would support either way of what you want. Thank you so much for calling. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. You're on.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Last year, March, I went to my ENT. And because I have an image issue with rocks. But anyhow, my original ENT, he had died. So it was a new guy, and his methods were different, and he was there, you know, digging in my ears, which I really didn't like. I was all right. And I traveled. I traveled on the plane, I went to my nephew's wedding, and while at the wedding reception, this was down in Jamaica, all of a sudden, and I guess I was tired leading up to the whole trip too. I didn't sleep much, and all of a sudden, it's like my head just felt like it was closing in on me, like sort of ringing, and like I was going to pass out, but I really didn't pass out. But then once I came back to the States, I started to have problems with dizziness, just overall not feeling good. Everything was pretty much in the ears.
There is an herb by Nature Sunshine. It's called blue vervain, and it's an extract. And you can put drops, about 3 drops in your ear before you go to sleep, and put a little cotton ball in there so it doesn't drip out. And then in the morning, put about 3 drops of just plain old hydrogen peroxide and let that, you know, clean the blue vervain out, kind of shake it out, use a little Q-tip to clean it. Do that each night before you go to sleep. And blue vervain is really helps with dizziness, inner ear issues. Okay?
Okay. Yes, I will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okie doke. There were 2 articles I think are very important. One of them is on Tylenol specifically, and the other one was on non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. But let me cover first the Tylenol, because Tylenol, they're finding, has incredibly toxic side effects. It's actually one of the most toxic for liver. Some of the most common reasons that liver failure and liver disease is the overuse of the drug Tylenol. And a lot of people think that Tylenol is relatively harmless because it's sold over the counter. Even those who would talk about the idea of taking stronger painkillers like opiates usually don't think twice about popping a couple of Tylenol or two for migraine. Unfortunately, they're finding that this kind of blasé attitude about Tylenol could really come back to haunt you later. Tylenol has been linked now, the main ingredient, which is acetaminophen, has been linked to 110,000 deaths and injuries annually in the United States alone. 1 out of every 4 Americans takes a drug containing acetaminophen in any given week, according to the Associated Press. And you can find about 600 over-the-counter medicines, all with acetaminophen in it. Now, some people are aware of the effects, but a lot of people are unaware of it, and we're now finding that the liver problems are just one of the many worries that we're having. According to overdosing on drugs like Tylenol, is the top cause of acute liver failure and often results in a person needing a liver transplant. In the U.S. alone, liver failure caused by acetaminophen sends around 60,000 people to the hospital each year for liver transplant. And many of these people took higher doses than the recommended amounts, even without realizing it, because they're taking multiple medications. So acetaminophen builds up in your liver over time. It can actually spurring drug-induced hepatitis and makes matters worse. It often contained in combo drugs like cold medications. So many people don't realize they're getting even more acetaminophen from one thing at a time. So Tylenol has also been linked to blood cancer. A study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology found that those who took the drug over a long period of time, meaning 4 days a week over 3 to 4 years, were 2 times as likely to have blood cancers than those who took it less. So another recent study found that people who took acetaminophen had a higher risk of kidney damage, heart toxicity, and gastrointestinal injury, and even death. So suddenly that little headache sounds a lot more tolerable, you know, and don't jump to taking a Tylenol right away. I think so. Anyway, the Ohio State University found in a study that taking acetaminophen reduced people's empathy to other people and reduce their moral reasoning. Now, that's something that nobody ever thought about. You know, to be empathetic to another one and to have good moral reasoning, they found that taking Tylenol reduced those. And other studies have shown that it can diminish people's ability to experience positive emotions. It can even reduce your ability to notice mistakes that you're making. It's particularly a bad idea to use Tylenol when you're pregnant. And children who are exposed to the drug in the womb have grown up to have motor skill problems, behavioral issues. Studies have also linked prenatal exposure to acetaminophen to ADD-like behavior, even asthma. So anyway, there's different ways to cope with pain. Again, diet, nutrition, taking ginger or using ginger tea, taking niacin, which is vitamin B3 for any kind of headache, can often reduce the headache before it ever starts. That was an article on Tylenol, and you have to be really careful. Then there was another article. This was on all the different forms of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. These are, Tylenol is just one of them. But anyway, this one was from the journal Circulation, and they found that the next time you have a headache or painful muscle, you might stop and think, because Motrin or Aleve or Advil could actually be increasing your body's deadly risk for heart attacks, which is a high price to pay to get rid of that headache. Most of the time, they're considered safe, but now there's a mountain of evidence that shows frequent use of such medications could be contributing to increased risk of heart attacks and heart disease. Studies have been shown that in Denmark, as an example, they followed the health of about 100,000 people who had suffered at least a first heart attack. And during the course of the study, they found that more than half of them were using non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Again, be careful of that. I want to thank you all for joining us. The opinion and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Tell your friends and other people around the country to tune in. Talk to you next week.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.